Moed Katan, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hei. Hakovras Meso Shlosh Yamim Kovim LaRegel. If a person buries his relative 3 days before Yom Tov, Batlim Heimenu Gzeiras Shiva. Because there were 3 days beforehand, 3 days of Avelus, he no longer has to finish his normal 7 days of Avelus after Yom Tov. Since he was already Noeg 3, it's Batl now. So we know that the Dine Avelus, Lo Aleinu, the Dine Shiva, one can't do Malacha, wash, Ne'ilas Minolim, shoes, Tashma Shemitah, learning Torah, Sheila Shalom, washing clothing, haircuts, Simchas, and other dinim. And if there were 3 days of this, like the Mishnah is telling us, the Shiva's batal. However, the Rav points out that we hold that even if it's only a moment before Yantif, and then Yantif hits, that also is Mevatal Shiva, then after Yantif, he doesn't sit Shiva anymore. Shmona, and according to the Mishnah, if there's 8 days, so now there's another day. So you pass that week of Shivan, and then he already started the next day, which started going into the rest of the Shloshim, and then Yontif comes. Shloshim. So now he's Batal from Shloshim. So since that's the case, right after Yontif, like the Rav points out, he can now, like, take a haircut right afterwards, because the Shloshim is also Batal. And the Gemara points out that on this, the halacha is that even 7 days, doesn't need a full 8 days, but 7 days before Regel, if there's 7 days of Avelus, even if it ends right at Yontif, that's the completion of the 7 days, that's also batal, because Abishol holds in the Gemara that Mixas Hayom Kekulo, and therefore it's as if the Shloshim already started, the rest of the Shloshim started, and therefore even that is batal. So you don't need 8 days, according to the Gemara, you need seven. The Mishnah continues, Mipnei She'amru Shabbos Oyle Ve'enem Afsekes. Because they said that Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva, and it's not mafsik from the Shiva. So if a person buries his dead before Shabbos, the Avelus continues after Shabbos, and even Shabbos itself counts as one of the days of the Shiva. However, regala mafsikin ve'enan olin. But the Yom Tovim, at least according to the Mishnah, if you'd have 3 days before Yontif, it's mafsik. And not only that, it's obviously not counted as one of the days of Shiva. If, let's say, the example was where, let's say, it was only 2 days before Yontif, and now you needed to complete seven, you would not count the Yom Tovim as one of the 7 days. Rather, you would just count the days before Yontif, and then you'd continue from that count, but you would not include Yontif in that count. Now, what's the reason that Shabbos counts in the Cheshbon of the Avelus? Because in Shabbos, there are Dvarim Shebitzina, private things are noeg on Shabbos, like Tashma Shemita, and even, let's say, washing hands with warm water that was heated before Shabbos, that an oval's also to do on Shabbos. But when it comes to Yontif, because there's a din of Simcha by Yontif, it's not a din of Oneg Yontif, it's a din of Simcha, there's no Avelus at all on Yontif. So therefore, Yontif is totally mafsik. And therefore, if, let's say, a person is buried during the Regel, during the Yontif, it doesn't even count as part of the Minyan, and he starts counting the Shiva after the Regel.